at all?
All I know is Geno Smith has one touchdown.
Well, Geno, yeah, the Seahawks are losing 7-17, but that means they're still in it just a little bit. They're not down, but not out. Or they might be down, but they're not out. You know what I mean? I can't help but start off with, what is that big box that's behind you? I think I might have asked already.
No, that was a crib. That's where the crib came in.
Ah, the crib.
Yeah.
Crib
yeah.
for young man. Have you already put that guy together?
Yeah, it's in the other
room. Nice. Oh, yeah, didn't her parents come over and help you?
Yeah, they did. It was super, super easy to put together, honestly. Like, I don't know. Like, people were telling me, like, oh, just wait till you got to put all this stuff together, whatever. And I was like, this didn't seem that complicated.
It's probably less just the fact that you have to do it. Because I don't think a lot of people like to put stuff together.
It didn't really bother me. I mean, what about you? Do you get... You frustrated?
I kind of like it. I like building something from multiple parts and making it a whole, even though I have no part in anything besides just reading some instructions. I think it's kind of the closest thing. I know Legos are kind of coming back for adults. I don't know if they really ever left, but I feel like Legos are pretty prominent right now. I'm seeing a lot of Legos out there. I feel like when you get to put together something like that, it's very adult Lego style. Kind of takes you back to being a kid, just putting stuff together. And then you get to admire your work when you're done.
Yeah.
Plus, I mean, I used to work at the furniture store, so kind of have a little bit of sweet spot for furniture. I like putting it together. It's nice, you know. But when you go to get a furniture from a store, typically, already put together, which is really nice. Gotta love that. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with grabbing you a nice 8-cube shelf from Walmart and spending about an hour and a half of your time throwing that guy together. Because you all got to do it at one point or another.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else have you had to put together besides the crib?
Dresser.
A nice dresser.
Yeah, put together a dresser, a crib, put together a bassinet. That was like super easy. That's like,
you've talked about the bassinet. I'm not really sure I know exactly what that is, so I'm going to look that up real quick. Because I keep thinking of, I mean, I don't keep thinking this is what it is, but every time you say bassinet, my mind just immediately goes to bayonet.
Yeah, it's not a bayonet. No.
Okay, so the bassinet is basically just like a small,
like a small basket.
Bed.
Yeah, it's like a small crib almost that you can like,
which is different from the pack and play.
Yeah, pack and play is a little bit bigger.
Nice. Let me check out what a pack and play looks like. Okay, pack and play looks kind of fun. It looks like you can have a pack and play bassinet combo.
Yeah,
is that what you're rocking?
No, we're rocking straight bassinet. So,
dude, I'm looking at this right now. This looks pretty tight. We're looking at a pack and play with bassinet plus changing table. I mean, you wouldn't even have to get anything
else. Does it all.
Freaking multi-tool for your baby.
Hell yeah.
What's the countdown now? How far away are we? Are we like at officially halfway or a little over?
We're at 25 weeks and some change. Almost 26. Nice.
Let's go. How are you feeling right now, I guess? I think I've asked you, are you excited about 100 times, but how are you feeling?
I don't know. I mean, I'm just, when we first figured out, so we figured out 10 weeks, 9 weeks ago, I guess, technically.
Right.
I feel like these past 9 weeks have just like fucking drug on forever, honestly. Like, everybody's like, oh, like it'll come sooner than you know, and like all that. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm sure it will. Like, I'll blink my eyes and boom, you know, kid's going to be here.
Right.
And now it's dragged on. Like it's almost to the point now where it's like, can this fucker just come out already? Like, can we
reach
just
sit there and grab him? Just call the doctor. No need to worry. Already got him
out. I got him.
just greased up the old forearm a little bit. Grabbed him like a baby calf.
While I have you, there's no like rusty knife to cut the umbilical cord. That's cool, right?
As long it's 100% okay. No sterilization was done. Actually didn't wear a glove. I lied about that.
Bare hand.
Nor did I grease up the forearm. We just went fully in there, grabbed it. Mission done. She's still in a lot of pain right now, but I'm feeling good. Saved a lot of money. Didn't have to go to the hospital. Come on now. Gotta love that.
Yeah.
Exactly. But no, that's very exciting. I know it will come sooner than you think. I keep forgetting about it. I don't know. I'm sure you do not. I'm sure it's right at the forefront of your brain.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, let's go. I'm excited. Ready for it to be here.
Are you going to come down when he pops out?
We'll see what the schedule calls for.
Yeah. Don't come down immediately.
Yeah.
But
I'm coming down day of.
Day of? All right.
I'm going to be. I don't know. Do people still do that? I remember when one of my cousins was born. I mean, huge crowd there.
I think people do still do that. And like, I would 100%. I would not be like, Bully, don't come down. Like, I would let you come down. I would just prepare you and be like, hey, just so you're aware, like, you can come stay at my house and like, you can come hang out with us and all that stuff. But just be aware, like, while you're here, I'm probably not going to be able to hang out too much
because be zero, you know,
fresh baby. Yeah, everybody fresh will baby. Be there. Like, you know.
Yeah, dude, I'm actually worried that you're not even going to have an hour to record ever again. Once this little guy comes along, it's going to just turn into a podcast with just me, and Truman will be a guest every now and then. I'll be like, gosh, got to get him on here, guys.
I'm holding him.
Get old boy on here. Have him run the interview. You'll just be sitting here feeding him mid conversation.
I think we'll be okay. I think we'll still be able to rock it for a little while. Maybe at some point, you know, I don't know. It's like now, like even now, like I'm sitting here, I'm like, dude, like today, like I'm booked up. You know, like I went to work, got off work, worked out. As soon as I got done working out, I ate. And then I got on, there's a little bit of time before I got on here, but I was going to go over to the food truck and just do a little bit of prep work for tomorrow. So when I could just walk in tomorrow and be good. But I'm just going to get there a little bit earlier tomorrow or whatever. You know, so it's like busy. So.
Yeah. I do have a question for you as far as just your connectivity on Riverside. When you look at me on my camera, is it pretty crisp 4K or is it pretty pixely?
It's pretty pixely, bro.
Okay. Yeah. In my head, I was like, damn, Hamley's webcam must be awful. And then I was like, same on his end.
Yeah, I can see a blob, and I can kind of read your facial expressions a little bit, but not like really good, no.
No, it feels like I'm talking to a PlayStation 2 game character for sure. That is definitely what it feels like I'm viewing. I look great. On my end, I mean, we're talking about, 4K. You can see every blemish,
yeah.
The color of my skin, nice red hue, if you will. But let's just I don't know, let's get into some stuff today, why don't we? Let's get into a little bit let's just get into a little bit about us today. Let's start with us. I mean, I got a haircut, finally chopped up the mane a little bit, trimmed up the beard. I did kind of a week no shave November. I mean, I did not shave until November 29th. So did I go all the way? No, but I mean, I don't rock a solid beard. It was kind of just nasty by the time I got to November 29th. I was like, this has to go now. You know?
Yeah.
Makes me wonder why I grew it out for a whole year. Why did I think that was a good idea?
I don't know. Sometimes it's kind of like we've said before. Sometimes you gotta make the mistakes. You know, you gotta learn the hard way. You know.
Yeah, it was one of those. I wanted to do it just to say I did it. Same thing with kind of growing the hair out. It was fun, but would I ever do it again? No. And I felt like I was reaching that kind of point with where I was going, because I hadn't got a haircut in a while because I was still waiting to go to my hair lady. But as I've discussed before, only Monday through Friday, not liking that because I'm not home Monday through Friday. Yeah. So I finally took the risk. This is something that I honestly would have thought I never would have done. But getting a haircut on the road just seemed like such a daunting experience to me. I was like, what if they just muff it? You know, isn't that scary getting a new hair lady?
Who was it that? He was in Georgia. Did Law get his haircut?
He did.
Georgia?
I think he did. Because we were, I think feel he like went to
we
like
took him. We took him over there.
We would have had to. Like we shared a car every week, basically.
And we like fucked around and did something. I don't remember what you and I did. We dropped him off and then we like went and did something.
Dude, was that whenever we went to Bass Pro and then went to the... No, why did we go to the Bass Pro that day?
We went to the Bass Pro because Law had convinced us, and I told y'all that there was, like, seafood or, like, crawfish and, like, a seafood right. restaurant, like, close by right. or whatever, and Law was, like... Law said some shit like, dude, I'd kill for some fucking oysters right now. And we were like, what? So we went and fucked around in that Bass Pro. And that's where nice. I had oysters for the first time there.
So. You know, I don't think that was the first time I've had oysters, but for some reason I find myself having oysters. And I say this like it's been a lot. It's been twice if you count that time. But whenever we were in Indianapolis with Big Kev, he had us try oysters.
Yeah.
And I was like, why are we doing this?
I feel like oysters are kind of one of those things. It's like one of those foods, like, people only get it to get it, to say that they got it. Does that make sense?
You know, it's kind of like, I think it starts out that way, and then at some point you have to just enjoy it, you know? It's kind of like black coffee.
You would
have told me that I semi-enjoy black coffee a long time ago. I'd have said, get out of town. Or if you'd have told me that I like vodka tonics, I think I still would have been like, you're lying, dude. That sounds not good to me. You know what I mean? So I think you just, your taste buds change. I think eventually you start to, I think a lot of people like the process. They like the just kind of rawness of it, I guess, scooping it out with your finger, maybe shucking it. Not even going no cracker. Yeah. People like to dress it up. By the time a lot of people dress these oysters up, it's not even the oyster anymore. It's just a cracker with a bunch of sauce, and then there's just this wet little loogie hanging out on your cracker.
Blob, yeah.
It just tastes like ocean water to me. I mean, it's okay. Oh, like, man. I mean, there was a point where I was like, okay, like, I kind of see it, but you just, like, kind of take – it's like you bite it, but not really. You just kind of swallow it, and it just kind of tastes like a drink of fresh seawater. You're like, well, that was fresh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can taste every bit of the nasty shit it was eating in the ocean, apparently. Because aren't they just, like – are they, like, the filters of the ocean? Isn't that what they do? They just kind of munch the water and filter it?
I don't want to answer that because I don't know.
I think that's what they do. I think they're cleansing the water. Let's look up what are oysters' purpose in society. What do? They're also an aphrodisiac, if you know what that means. I think that's the right word.
Yeah, I know what that means. Yeah,
aphrodisiac. It'll make you want to do some fucking.
Your willy might get a little. Yeah.
You're just mid oyster, bricked up. Oh, excuse me. I'll have another dozen. I'm sorry, will you please bring 70 more oysters, please?
Maybe that's why some older men eat oysters, because they're like, hey, I'm not taking the pill, so I eat some.
They're like, I don't need some oysters. Cialis. I just munch 12 oysters a day. All right. Oysters are filter feeders, drawing water into their bodies and removing tiny phytoplankton. So you're just crunching down on some phytos.
Hell yeah.
Tasty, tasty. Because what are you eating? Is that just like its brain, its whole body? Is that like if you just ate our entire insides? You know what I mean?
Pretty much, yeah. I think so, yeah.
It's rough. It's rough.
Yeah. Gross.
Do you ever think about what if there was giants? Just huge, something way bigger than us that could just pick us up? You know what I mean? Wouldn't that just honestly be the worst thing ever? People kind of talk about being scared of aliens. Where did that come from? I don't know. I was just thinking about it because – I was thinking about how, like, when we pick up an oyster, that's kind of like we're a giant to that oyster a little bit. So we're just like, all right, goodbye, little oyster. See ya. Like, I mean, that oyster doesn't stand a chance. So, I mean, think about just something that would be able to grab us like that and just rip head off, throw us away like we're just these little wax bottles that used to come with a little juice in it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what they
would
do to us. They would just rip the top off, throw it to the side, whole 10-pack of us. You know what I mean? Or sardine us up a little bit, can style. Could you imagine a human-sized Dean can? Just some guy go into his cabinet, just perfect. This is exactly what I've been needing.
It was a bat.
That's a scary thought. That's pretty scary.
That
I mean,
a scary thought. Yeah. Maybe there are aliens.
That's
out
a
there
huge person.
Could do that.
What if there's just people that could do that, but they choose not to? Like, we could just get in there and just destroy half of the U.S. with like
kinda
one
like
little
the,
punch.
Kind of like the sharks on Finding Nemo, fish are friends, not food. You got the giants over there.
What if there's something that views us like a pile of ants? Shit, and just like, man, I wish I could just kick that little anthill right there.
Dude, speaking of space, bro, I watched something last night that really fucked me up. Okay? Listen to this for a second.
You saw that there was more than... You saw that Pluto was, in fact, a star, not a planet?
No. So what I really saw... So when you look up into the sky, like, let's imagine you're out in the country and you're looking up in the sky and you're seeing all these stars.
Okay.
Right? Okay. So light travels, right? And they say, oh, things are, you know, a million light years away.
Yeah, it does be traveling, right? That light.
Okay. So they're saying, and don't quote me on this, they said the furthest visible star to us is like several millions of light years away, right? And so what they were saying was, basically, when you look at that star, you're kind of time traveling because really? You're seeing the light. Yeah. So if it, like, for an example, like, to simplify it, if you're seeing a star that's 5 million light years away, right, then you are, when you look at it right now, you're seeing the light that was emitting from it 5 million light years ago.
And I should know this. I should know this, but what exactly is a light year?
It's the speed of light times a year. I don't know.
It's just, you know, those lights be having years. You know, how we have 365 days. The light's traveling. Let's see.
How long is a light year?
I don't think that's what you should search. How long is a light year? I don't know if you can convert it. Can you convert it to days?
Well, here's the mile. Here's the mileage. All right. Okay. It's 5.879 times 10 to the 12th power.
Okay.
So it's really fucking far away.
So it's far away.
That's a light year. Yeah.
What? Where did you learn this from? Who's
are you okay right now? Did I break?
Yeah,
you?
I'm trying to grasp it without just being like, I don't think okay. That's time traveling. So you're seeing the light.
Okay. So
is it what, just the so, fact like, that the, it takes the light about... that long to travel? So it's like, imagine if I shot a gun that was full of light and it was just like light, mm-hmm. and that light was bright enough that it's just zooming.
Well, and then light finally, travels on forever.
Right.
That's something that's important, right? Because light travels on forever until it's blocked.
Right. Right.
So, like, if you have a clear shot, you could shoot even a fucking laser, right? You could shoot a laser into the sky, right? And as long as there's nothing there, that laser, that light will go on forever. Does that make sense?
That does make sense.
Okay.
Yes.
So what they're saying is the star right now that we're looking at. So, like, let's say the star is 5 million light years away. Okay.
Okay.
The star that we're looking at currently, that light took 5 million light years to get to us.
Okay.
Right.
Right.
Which the speed of light then, hold on, let's look that up real quick.
So could you quick math it to be like, okay, it took it 45 days to get here?
You could, but I mean, like, we're talking like millions of miles away. So, like, that's not, it's, it doesn't that's take true. Days, right? It takes years, right? And so the speed of light is 299,792,458 meters per second.
Okay.
So...
I'm basically, with you on that. It's hard.
Like somebody said that the speed of light is like technically it's 186,000 miles per second.
Okay.
Okay. So if you do, so let's do. Fuck, I'm getting confused now.
No, you're good, dude. You're good. The thing is, you're trying to do math whilst potting. Never work. Never yeah, gonna
it's,
work
it's
out.
Not gonna work. For those but that are listening and they can pause it,
can you give us somewhere to go check out? Can you give us somewhere to go check this out? Where did you see this?
Just look it up. This is a fact. Like, this is no. Like, this is no. Like,
no, I know, but I thought you said you were like, watching something about space, or were you just thinking about space?
Yeah, it was some guy on a podcast on TikTok or whatever. Okay. Like, he was talking about you. What he was saying was, he wasn't saying that we are time traveling by looking at the stars. He was saying, like, we kind of are in a way.
It's like you're seeing something that's not in the present, technically.
Yeah, and so like he brought up an example where he was like, if you somehow shot a human out as far as that star,
yes,
and then the person looked around and found Earth, you're looking at Earth, like technically, like in a way, you're looking at the Earth in like the past.
All right. I have looked something up on Google to see if I can clear this up for us. Astronomers actually use the time it takes light to travel as a distance measurement. Okay, that's just talking about light years. All right, let me see if I can... Okay, so when astronomers view an object 3,000 light years away, they are looking at light that left that celestial object 3,000 years ago. So you're correct.
Yeah.
That clears it up. Very good. So it's a one-to-one calculation. That's, I guess, what all I needed to know. How far into the future are we looking? We are looking 3,000. I guess it would be 3,000 years into the future. Past?
In the past, yeah.
Looking into the past.
And that's why they say stars, right? Like when stars disappear in the sky or whatever, depending on how far away they are, that's how long ago it disappeared.
Okay. Stars are crazy because isn't it, there's this thing that you learn about, and I don't know why they teach us about this in engineering so much. Maybe it's because I learned this in, I think I took basic astronomy. That's why I learned this. That's right. Took it over the summer. Nice. Old basic astronomy, which was actually kind of a fun course, but there's something with stars, and it's the bigger they are, the less they shine, I think, or something like that. It's something reversed where you would think the bigger the star is, the brighter it would be, but it's the opposite or something. And you know what?
Like a concentration of gas kind of deal? Is that what it is?
Dude, don't get me talking about stars, man. I really wish I knew more. And I really wish that was valuable knowledge to have. And maybe it is if we ever get out there and we're playing around in space someday, whenever space front property opens up, that's going to be valuable knowledge. I'm like, oh, shit. Don't want to buy this place. It's next to the freaking big star. It's not that bright. Freaking old Johnny's got it next to freaking star. And they all have crazy names. Like sometimes I think they're just like numbers and letter sequences. But maybe I'm wrong.
You think the Death Star or whatever is ever like a possibility for us?
This is basically like taking a Carnival cruise ship and sticking it in the sky. So let's think about, we basically have, what's the biggest thing they've got in the sky so far? Do we know that? The Airbus 787.
Oh, is that what you're talking about?
Like what's the biggest thing we've got in the air?
Let's look that up. The biggest thing we've ever gotten in the air is probably the Howard Hughes. I can't remember what it was called. The Goliath maybe or something like that. Or the Hindenburg. That was pretty big.
Dude, I don't even know what to search. Largest air.
Spaceships are pretty big too.
Yeah, but I mean, I think even some, yeah, probably.
Biggest, spaceships are the biggest.
I'm just gonna look up biggest flying object. I don't know, dude. I really
ever
don't know.
Recorded
largest flying object ever built. Let's go. It was by far the largest man-made flying object. It was the Saturn V rocket in terms of mass. So that's like the heaviest thing we've ever got in the air. I want to see because I'm seeing this pretty. Here's the Hindenburg. Gosh damn, that thing was massive.
Big. Yeah.
And it was just that little tiny cab, because I mean, isn't what most of that ship just that air in that balloon or whatever the hell?
It was helium.
Helium. Didn't that thing just catch actual fire?
Caught on fire, yeah.
That is not good. Who flew the Hindenburg? Was it the Germans? Is that what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what was their goal with this thing? Just to do it, just be like, let's see what happens, let's get this thing in the air.
I think they thought it was like the next mode of travel.
No way.
Yeah,
that many big things just flying around in the air.
I mean,
I mean, I guess what year was it? Probably they probably didn't know.
It was in the 30s. Yeah. 37.
Was that right around the Wright Bros? When were they hanging out?
Wright Bros were in 19. Ooh. 19. Fuck. For some reason, I'm thinking 1919. No, it wasn't 1906.
Dang, that's early.
1906. It had to be like 1906.
Well, I guess
1908.
They didn't have. Was there planes in World War One? No chance. There
were.
Right?
Yeah, there were.
Really?
Yep.
Crazy.
First flight was 1903. Damn it.
They have real footage of the Hindenburg going down?
Yeah.
No way. Dang, so that thing probably caught fire quick, right? I mean, helium's probably...
It did. Yeah.
Just like, I mean, it's just like not standard, but it's probably just like gasoline with how quick that would probably ignite, right?
Yeah, it went up quick.
That's tough. I wonder how many people were on it.
I don't know how many people they could fit on there.
In the picture, the cab looks small, but compared to the balloon, it's probably the size of an actual airplane. What if it was just one guy? He was like, I'll take the risk. All right. 35 deaths. That's actually not that bad out of 97 people. I mean, don't you kind of count that as a win?
Yeah.
I mean, not really a win, but I mean, considering the thing caught fire in the air, I mean, anything happening in the air is not good. 36 passengers and 22 of the 61. So, okay, 13 of the 36 passengers died and 22 of the 61 crew. Most survivors were severely burned, so let's not discount that. They were not coming out of there with no scratches. Okay, one ground crewman somehow bit the dust. Thought he was going to catch it, I guess.
I got it.
They were just like, no.
Get out of there.
Get away. I mean, although that thing was huge, I bet say you're stuck under that thing as it's getting close to the ground.
Oh, yeah.
No chance. Well, you know, man, I mean, so there was 97 people on there. That definitely means the cab was pretty big.
Dude, it was 804 feet long, bro.
That is long. Let's look up how long a cruise ship is.
It was powered by four 1,100 horsepower diesel engines, giving it a max speed of 84 miles an hour.
I like when we randomly become kind of a history podcast. Or not really, just kind of a fun fact. All right, so let's check this out. This gives me nothing as far as actual length. Oh, here we go. Or is this the year? If it's the year, I don't want that. I want the actual length of these boats. Boats. Okay, about 1,000 feet long. So yeah, that was basically a cruise ship in the air. That's crazy. That's pretty wild.
It's over four times as long as a Goodyear blimp and twice as wide.
Where does the Goodyear blimp, like, where does that even stay?
I don't know. It's got to be a hangar somewhere, right?
Or, I mean, where does it fly? Is that a NASCAR event where the Goodyear blimp goes?
I think it just does sporting events, period. Because it'll do football and stuff, too. I don't really know why they do that. Marketing, I guess, but like, it's gotta be somewhat expensive to maintain that thing and get it up in the air and take it places, right? Like, is it even worth it?
Dude, I have no idea.
I think
mean,
they
why
film
even waste
some things
your,
out of it?
Why waste your time at a blimp?
I think they film things in there too sometimes.
Yeah.
Would you go on a blimp? What if I told you I was like, hey, bro, like, I got us tickets. I scored us two tickets into a blimp to go over half of Arkansas, over Fayetteville, like that area, northwest Arkansas, you know, in the mountains and all that. Like,
maybe just for the XP, for the experience, I would say yes. I don't know. I mean, I'm not too fond of flying things. I mean, the only reason I get in a plane every week is because if I do not, I do not make currency. So I have to get on that plane. But I mean,
what about hot air balloons? You into that?
No way, dude. No. You got me absolutely out of your mind. You know, I'm getting a basket hung up by some balloon and fire. No, thank you.
Old Jim Toms, old Jimbo, he went to like a hot air balloon festival. And
of course he did. Oh, he went to a festival. I thought you were going to say that he went up in one. I was like, of course he did.
No, he went up in one.
Good
God. And I was like, dude, how do you know where they're going? Like, I don't understand. Don't. And he tried to explain it to me. No, they do somehow.
They've just got bags of sand on them.
He said they went up. I don't know what they do, bro, but like,
I have no idea.
They went up. He said they went up and they went somewhere and then they came back. I'm like, well, how do they do that?
Let's look up how do hot air balloons move.
There's no propeller on it. It's just a balloon. Like, that's one of those things that I'll just never understand.
All right. Hot air balloons don't have steering wheels, but hot air balloon pilots use the wind direction and speed at different heights in order to steer the balloon. So I guess there's probably wind pockets, maybe. Does that make sense? Little pockets of wind.
Like, there's like
wind,
thermal.
Wind layers? Is there wind layers? Does that make sense?
There's like little thermal currents like in the air, right? Like that's how like hawks and stuff, they are like crows and stuff. You see them like going around in circles because they got the thermal and they go up because hot air rises, right? But I still don't understand how that helps them get back.
Who do you think was the first guy to do that?
How do they know where they're going?
Let's look up first hot air balloon. Who was just like, let's throw some hot air into this thing? And let's take it up in the sky, baby. Going up to all his friends. Dude, I've got the best idea ever. I'm about to go up in the sky in a balloon.
Hot air balloon.
They're like, brother.
You know he had so many haters, too. They're like,
oh, dude. They're like, no shot. Are you getting off the ground? And then he got off the ground and was like, haha, suckers. And they were like, how are you going to get down? And then he just floated away into the sky, never to be seen again. Did you ever watch the Amanda Show when you were growing up?
Yeah. I did,
there was a sketch on there that was called, it was like a joke on like basically soap operas. And the main character's mom, that was how she disappeared in a hot air balloon accident. And at the end of each episode, it would cut to her in the hot air balloon. And I think it was like Mindy something. And she'd be like, Mindy. It was good. Good joke. I'm about to look that up now. I'm just going to look up freaking top.
The first hot air balloon was September 19th of 1783.
1783? That's when they were first going up?
Yes.
Oh, the sketch was called Moody's Point. That's what it was. And yeah, here her mom is. Stuck in the hot air balloon. That's hilarious. Yeah, but you would not catch me in the basket. No chance. I would like to go see some. I think that would be fun. Going and, you know, watching hot air balloons take off, like at a festival, like you said. They do one in Fayetteville every year, and I always miss it.
Do they really?
Yeah, they never talk about it. And then next thing I know, I see on people's story, they're like, oh, look at the hot air balloons. And I'm like, gosh, damn it.
Oh, cool. Thanks for the fucking invite, guys.
I wish I was there. Dude, I know who actually listens to the podcast. shout out Jay. Actually proposed to his now fiance in a hot air balloon, I believe.
Oh yeah, Jay.
Let me make sure that's true. What if I just straight up, it was like on a mountain or something. And I was like, yeah, they were definitely
Jay's
in the air.
Right now. He's going, this fucking
fucking guy doesn't even know who I am. I'll cut it out. All right, hold on. Okay, I don't know if he did it in the hot air balloon, but they at least went up in one. And I'm not even sure if they went up.
Regardless.
I'm honestly not sure if they went up in one. There's pictures of him in the basket. They definitely went up in these things. Either way, dude, congratulations. Let us know if you did go up in the hot air balloon, actually. please shoot me a text. Maybe I'll text him afterwards and be like, hey, dude, congrats on getting engaged. And also, did you or did you not do it inside of a hot air balloon?
Did you go on an airplane?
Did you? Did you, huh? All right. Yeah, dude, hot air balloon. So, I mean, I guess, yeah. I don't know if you answered it. Would you go up in the hot air balloon?
Yeah, I guess I would.
You think so? Coolest thing you could do in a hot air balloon. You get up there, what's the coolest thing you could do?
I don't think there's anything cool about
hang
hot
off
air
the
balloons.
Side, stand on the edge of the basket, shake the balloon. Guy gets up there. That. You know, some guy's gotten up there and just been like, oh, look at me, guys. Starts shaking the basket. Guy's like, please fucking stop. I mean, how sturdy do you think that is?
Well,
do you think it's just dead weight, so it's fine?
Well, the thing is like, you're up in the air, right? So, like, and you have this gigantic balloon around you that, like, captures some air, right? So, it's like, it's kind of like a parachute, but not. It's like a reverse parachute almost. At least in my thoughts.
I mean, I guess it kind of is. A parachute catches you and drags you down slowly. This thing is dragging you up.
Yeah,
it's
this thing dragging
reverse
you up,
science.
But can also
this
drag
is
you
God
down.
Made.
It's
what
weird.
Is a hot air balloon? We gotta get to the bottom of hot air balloons. This is the true conspiracy. Hot air balloons aren't real. There's little tiny motors inside the balloons.
No. I understand how hot air balloons work. They have the balloon on the top. Yeah, I do. And they shoot the fire up there, hot air rises or whatever. Once they get enough hot air in there, then it starts to rise. Just solved it.
Problem solved. They get up there. And then I think the captain, it did say on that website that I was just looking at that the captain can't steer it unless they go up or down in altitude. So they must have to like take it down and kind of like feel it, like start pushing them a direction or like, nope, we can't do that. Got to go up.
Well, what if they can't catch the air going back the other way?
Then you are fucked. It is over for you and you are the worst
That's
hot air balloon
pilot
in the world.
What happens? Like, I
don't
know.
How
it's
do
just,
you get set up in hot air ballooning? How do you even get set up in that? Hey, do you know a guy
Dude,
in hot air balloons?
One,
like, that's
bro.
The thing. These people are not real.
These people
going
are
up in
real,
wicker,
bro.
Wicker baskets? You're lying to yourself. none of it makes sense. It makes about zero sense altogether.
These people are real. We went after my boy JT went. He was telling me about it. And he was telling me how much these people were charging to go up in a hot air balloon. And I was like, dude, I need to get one of these. And
have they cornered
really
the market?
No, they're really not that crazy, bro.
Oh, dude, let's go. We're getting
really
into it. That's what we'll turn. Like,
but you just said you weren't gonna get up
I'm
in one.
I'm not getting
like,
in it. I'm not getting in it, but
good.
I will get us money. I will gladly be on the ground. I'll be the crew. I'll be the ground crew. I'll be ground crew. What if it just turns out they're all attached to very large strings and there's just a guy on the bottom on the ground just like pulling y'all one direction? I will say this. I watched
it's
a YouTube video.
Motherfucker.
Watched a YouTube video by the corridor crew. They break down stuff like VFX and CGI stuff in movies. But they just did one on conspiracy videos. I don't know if you saw did you see the Bigfoot from the train in Colorado? See that video?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Total guy in a costume for sure, 100%. They did that one. They did like the Malaysian airline videos and stuff like that. But they got to, I've straight just got Men in Black memory erased. What were we seriously just talking about? And where am I going with this?
I don't know. We were just talking about
hot air balloons. We were talking about hot air balloons. But where was this going, dude? Good God, I've lost everything. I've lost my entire. Oh, so
I've lost
got
my
it.
Wife,
I'm back.
My kids.
I'm back. It's we're talking about how do they steer. So they go up and down. That's what they're saying. They go up and down in the altitude, right? Well, in this video, they were doing something where this guy was doing a time lapse, and in the sky, he caught this little thing that was like moving all weird, and it stayed there for like 5 hours. And they're like, "What? Like, what the hell is this?" Turns out that's how weather balloons move. And like there was this big balloon project that they were doing apparently for, I think Google was putting it on. It was like called Project Loon. And apparently they were sending up all these balloons and it had, I'm not really sure how the logistics of it worked, but it was essentially providing Wi-Fi to areas where they couldn't get towers. And they essentially
tracked. I've heard of this company.
Probably. We remember when we talked about balloons and we ended up getting on weather balloons somehow? I think this was what they were talking about, because this all sounded very familiar to me. And I was like, I think this was us. We did this. No, but I do think we've talked about it. And so, yeah, they literally looked up the flight records of all these balloons, and they had released one in the area that the guy was at around the same time. And then they looked up the flight path, and it basically like matched up perfectly with how this thing was moving through the sky. So who knows if that's actually what it was, but I was like, that's pretty cool if that is what it is. So needless to say, I would believe it if the hot air balloon goes down, they kind of can maybe learn how to, you know, how wind patterns work, I guess. You know what I mean?
Do you think you need a pilot's license to become a hot air balloon?
Oh, you've got to go to classes. There's no way they're just letting any average Joe up in the sky in a basket.
I think you're going to be disappointed. We should look that up. I think you're going to be disappointed.
Dude, what if it's literally like a 30-minute online class?
For $5. How to captain.
Oh, dude, my Google is like, why is this guy so into hot air balloons? All right, hot air balloon license. Here we go.
No way.
All right, here we go, dude. This is looking like, all right, dude. What if
you have to have, you do. Okay.
All right. How do you become a hot air balloon pilot? What are the requirements? Well, let's do step one, determine your level of interest. Student balloon pilot may not carry passengers.
Yep.
Could you imagine just going up there by yourself? Like, all right, I'll be right back. I'm taking the balloon out.
We're on the same website.
Oh, dude, you know we're on the same website. All right, let's go with understand the requirements. Dude, I do not like that you only have to be 14 years or older. What does that even mean? You could just be like, all right, just turned 15. Can't drive, but get me up in the sky in a balloon. That makes no sense at all. Must be able to read, speak, write, and understand English language. All right, if you cannot understand English, there will be no hot air ballooning for you. It's like they only print English on the balloon manuals. Like, we just can't get it printed anything else. Medical certificates are not currently required, so you can just be unhealthy as fuck.
Okay, so as a student, you have to be 14. As a private balloon pilot, you have to be 16.
That's worse, because students can just go up in balloons without people in them, just at their own risk. No one's there with them.
I think you have to pass so many things, dude, though.
Student balloon pilot solo may after not carry passengers.
A passing grade on a pre-solo.
Okay. Oh, no, but that was just the – now you're reading the private balloon certificate. Student balloon, yeah, is 14.
Yeah. Yeah.
Private,
16.
This is a lot of fun information to learn. Commercial, you've got
commercial,
to be 18. Okay, that's nice.
Commercial, you have to be 18. Yeah. See, don't you feel better now?
I'm feeling a whole lot safer if I get in one of these balloons. Okay, 10 flights in a hot air balloon. That's all it takes, dude. Minimum of 35 hours. Dude's been in the sky for 35 hours. He just takes you up. Oh my God, dude, I forgot how to fly this thing. No, thank you. I'd be like, sir, I need to know that you've been in the sky multiple times. Okay, you have to do one controlled ascent to 3,000 feet. Is that pretty high, you think? I have no idea. Like, I can't scale 3,000 feet in my head. That's three cruise ships.
Not quite a mile.
That's true.
Not quite a mile.
Like a little over half a mile up in the sky.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, this seems like something you could do within a weekend. You start on Friday, take the test, pass, 35 hours. You just fly all day Sunday. Let's say a month, dude.
Fantasy scenario. I just had 20 points and now I have 18.
You must have thrown an interception. No interception. Well, I'm watching the game currently.
He just scored his second touchdown.
What if I told you? Oh, he probably got sacked a couple times.
Why does that hurt my
quarterback? Click on the score.
Quarterback's fault.
Click on the score. I mean, it's not his fault, but it is something that happens in the fantasy.
I'm not seeing nothing. I don't know what happened. Anyway.
Well, that's kind of tight, honestly. Now I'm hyped up on, I don't know if I would ever want to do it, but knowing that it might be kind of simple to get your hot air balloons license. Where do you buy a balloon? I mean, this is all questions that.
Like, just look it up.
You think there's an area of America?
There's manufacturers out there.
You think there's an area of America where it's like super popular and it's just common? Everyone's like, yep.
I think
his dad hot air balloon, my dad hot air balloon.
Southwest. That's where they have that big festival at. It's like in Arizona or some shit. New Mexico.
Let's see what the balloons and tunes package is. Oh, you can just go to the Musical Instrument Museum and then go up in a hot air balloon. Where is this? Oh, is it a dude? You want to literally, you know what? I'm not even lying to you. I think this is the exact same hot air balloon thing that my buddy did when he proposed to his fiance.
Where's that?
Just kidding, dude. Yeah, dude, Sedona, Arizona. Oh, nope, this is in Phoenix. Just kidding, But it must be popular in Phoenix. Maybe Southwest is the balloon capital of the world.
Yeah.
Nice.
Vibe.
Well, if you're so interested, it turns out, and you just want to change careers right now, go ahead, hop into hot air ballooning. Should be pretty easy. You just got to be over 14 years old. 18 if you want to take people up there. But nonetheless, let's get off some balloon talk and get on to some more interesting topics, I guess. We're at 46 minutes. Good God, we spent most of our time talking about air travel. Jesus Christ. How does that happen? I don't even know. We talked about nothing of relevancy besides air travel. I mean, I think that was probably, if anything, those kind of good. Interesting.
I mean, I would say it's interesting. Yeah, somebody learned something.
You learned that the Hindenburg was large as a cruise ship. You know, you can go tell someone that at work tomorrow. Go and be like, hey, dude, you know the Hindenburg? Like, yeah, the thing that blew up a long time ago.
36 people died or whatever.
You'd be like, did you know 36 people of the 97 died? And they'd be like, wow, it's random fact to know. But yeah, that's cool, man. You'd be like, did you know that actually 13 of those were passengers and only, what was the other number? 24?
20 crew members. 21
crew members. And then, you think, oh, hey, wait, you're missing the guy. There's one short. Oh, a guy on the ground actually died, by the way.
Ground's crew.
How does that happen? Crazy, right? Anyway, have a good day, buddy. Give him a pound. Oh, jeez. Fuck. Freaking pulled my headphones out. That was actually could have been worse. I thought it was my actual mic cord, and I was going to be like, you've got to just be kidding me. So did you at least hear me during all that?
Yeah, I heard you. Yeah.
Okay, cool. I just could not hear you. Also, I'm not drinking a tall boy. I'm having one of these liquid deaths.
I thought that's what that was, but
I'm kind of tricking my brain into thinking this is a beer because football's on right now, and I really just wanted to snag a brew, but I was like, you know what? We're trying to cut the brews back. No brews. Actually, just alcohol. I really don't drink beer, but beer sounded good tonight. So, no thank you. Went with the liquid death, so I got the big can. Drinking some nice water. And you want to know what's kind of a funny story about these? This is my second liquid death ever. I guess third, maybe, if you count the fact that we got one regular and one sparkling the first time we got these. And now, I think I could have also done something else, but this seemed to be the only change in my dietary consumption for the weekend. Mm-hmm. And let's just say that this thing absolutely cleansed my body. I mean, absolutely.
You know, there's like nothing special about that.
This about water?
Liquid death.
Oh, yeah. No, it's just water in a can.
Yeah. Like the guy that created it, he literally created it as like a stunt. And just like he was trying to prove a point that good marketing will like get a product anywhere.
Oh, dude. And love this like product. Like, look at this. It's sick
like,
as fuck.
Yeah. He's like on the record saying like, he's like, yeah, it's just water. Like there's nothing special about it. It's treated the same as, you know, Aquafina or whatever else. Like, we just have a sick can.
I'll give them this. It's fairly cheap considering, like, you would think they'd be pretty expensive. I got two of these for $3.
Yeah.
So, like, $1.50 a piece. It's nothing. Yeah. Then you go get a Dasani bottle. It's like $4.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, he's probably, like, he probably has, because of the cans and all that stuff and the marketing that he did or whatever, like, and all the, like, he's probably pretty, like, the shit's probably pretty famous. He's probably got more money than he really intended to by creating this product. Oh,
dude, yeah. So, actually, I think the guy like, that,
fuck it.
I think the guy that created, that's like not his main income source, I don't think either. I think this was just something that kind of he took off, maybe.
Good for him.
I could be wrong. I don't know.
Yeah.
Podcast I listen to, they big on the liquid death.
Yeah.
But let's do a little bit of, we got like 10 minutes here before we're gonna close out. Let's do a little fantasy talk. I still have a chance to make the playoffs. I'm 6-6 now. Finally ended the 4-game lose streak. Gotta love that. Yay! So
it's me.
6-6, 500. I play Mills this week. I am confident, but not fully confident. I have Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua, and I know you're like, why two Rams receivers? They were just tearing it up at the beginning of the season. First 7 games, you want the Rams receivers. Following that, you do not want to touch the Rams receivers. It's like one of them will do good, or they'll both shit the bed. I just cannot win with them. And it's really depressing because the last thing I want to do is bench Cooper Kupp in a time like this when it's playoff push. So I think I'm just going to live and die on the hill of my team. I think I'm going to stick with them. We got Kyren Williams back. That's a huge help. It's actually the reason that I beat you last week. So sorry about that beat. I know that's not a fun one to receive, but I think
especially because it was such a high score on both sides.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great, great game. It was a dogfight. Yeah. I mean, it came down to Monday night. And I was nervous. Yeah. I mean, Lamar Jackson even did not have a good game. So I was very, very nervous. Yeah. Baltimore defense, thank God they're the shining light on my team, dude. I mean, literally, I go and look at their score. There's multiple weeks where I'm like, thank you for doing your part and everyone else sucking.
Yep.
So, you know, at least I can hang my hat on that.
Yeah.
I really want to make the playoffs. I'm so close and I had such a good midseason. You know what I mean?
Yeah, going into Monday, going into Monday, I was like, dude, I got 140, and I think you were projected at that point like 130 something.
Dude, I was getting nervous. Like it kept going down, and you kept going up.
I was like, there's a chance, but like he does have Lamar and his defense left, and like Lamar could go off and you know drop a 30 point, you know, just like Josh Allen did, and you know, right?
I know.
But yeah, your defense ended up killing it. And I was like, I remember checking the score and I was like, oh, dude, like, I think it was like the half or something like that. And like, Lamar wasn't looking good and neither was your defense really. And I was like, oh, dude, I'm gonna close it out. We're gonna be all right. And then I looked before I went to bed Monday night and I was like, dude, are you fucking kidding me, bro? The defense, bro. The defense.
Or it wasn't Monday night, it was Sunday night, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because I was like, it was Sunday night. Yeah. Last week was the week where it came down to Monday night, and it was the Chiefs and the Eagles, and freaking, they just did not do it for me. But you know what? That is part of the game. I think I lost by 3 points that week. Just absolutely miserable. And the worst part is, it's not like I lost to a guy who's doing great this season. I lost to the worst team in the league this year. So really tough on that end. But we're looking forward to hopefully making the playoffs. You have a small chance, but it's looking no good, right?
It's looking no good, yeah. I'm playing Leech this week, and the only thing that could be good or working for me is that like 8 of his players are questionable.
Yeah.
And they're all playing Sunday. And in order for him to like figure that out, he'd have to completely replace his team.
Right.
A full roster in there. Some of them will probably go active. Some of them may go out. Who knows, right? But if they all went out, then he'd have to go and replace his entire team with a bunch of fucking scrubs that are, you know, free agents still. So
yeah, true.
I don't know. I hope a couple of them. Sorry, Leech, if you listen to this, I hope a couple of them drop out and go to, you know, they get downgraded. But you know, we'll see.
So. Personally, I need you to beat Leech because I think it's him and Mills are basically my own. Because if Mills beats me and him have the same record. And if Leech wins and I lose, like he goes into a better record than me. Even though
now,
if
you beat Mills, you guys have the same record. If Leech wins this week, then yeah, he'll have the same record as whoever wins.
Oh, because Mills is 7-5, isn't he?
Well, yeah. If Mills wins this week, then he'll be 8-5. So you need to beat Mills, and then
Leech
needs to lose.
Yeah. I need to beat Mills so bad. I have more points than Leech, and I have a pretty good lead on that. So I think I'm fine, even if we just get even if we continue to get the same record. I just can't drop. Mm-hmm. I can't drop a loss.
Yeah. Yeah. Good news is I'm looking. It looks like I will not be the 11th or 12th seed this year.
I was about to say, you're just trying to avoid last, which we have not stated a punishment. I want to do something, but I want it to be fun and still doable. The marathon was kind of a tall task. You know what I mean? I think we should do even just like, I don't even know, dude. Like, you have to wear the same shirt every Friday for a half a year or something. And it's just got to be something
stupid.
Why don't
we just get them a sticker? Why don't we just get them a sticker?
Yeah,
should
we do a sticker, like a shame sticker?
Yeah, it says, like, I suck at fantasy football or like something like that. And
that's
like
kind of classic. That is kind of classic.
Put it on their truck or whatever.
That's true. That's true. We could do that. Maybe I'll just buy the sticker and be like, I don't know whoever gets last place, I'm going to mail this to you. If you feel like you want to put it on and be a good sport about it, please do. But if not... Yeah. I'll go fuck myself and never do it again. So on that note, we'll close out with a few more things here. We got 5 minutes left. You want to do we'll do a little media corner action here.
Yeah.
I've been watching anything, watching, consuming, listening. What's going on over there on the old Hamley front? Nothing. Whole lot of nothing. Have I talked about?
I almost finished The Office. I've been turning watching it when I have time.
Well, my evolution as a full-on weeb is just continuing more and more each day, which if you don't know what that is someone who just loves anime and stuff of that nature. So I recently, this was actually a while ago, I think it was back when I was working in Missouri, but I think me and Tigran had a conversation, and he'll occasionally like read some of the mangas or whatever. And so I was like, you know, maybe I'll try some of that. Like maybe I'll try a little reading, see if that's kind of nice. And like, I just really couldn't get into anything. Well, if you remember me talking back a while ago, there was a series that was on called Magic and Muscles.
Yeah.
And it was hilarious, dude. Loved it. Well, it was only 12 episodes. And I was like, you know what, dude? I'm going to just start reading that. So I read the whole first season, essentially, and then just kept going. Dude, knocked it out in like a whole week and a half, basically. Just kept grinding through it. Super good. But now I'm already on to something else. So, yeah, just fully evolving.
Nice.
Into a just weeb, but you know, it's okay. I'm just accepting it. And just the worst part was today I was in the gym doing flies on the pec deck, and I'm just like reading, in between sets.
Are you really?
And these guys come up, like not with a book, it's on my phone, so I don't have like a book in my hand, but it's
okay.
And these dudes come up and they're like, how many more sets do you have left? And I'm just like, that's gotta be the worst thing they see. Just rolling up on a dude reading manga in between sets. They're just like, God, get off this machine, please. Quit wasting our time. But I was kind of pissed off, dude, because they were definitely trying to bully me off the machine. It was like three dudes. I was like, I got two sets left.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to wait and watch me do each of these two sets. Yeah. I hate when they wait around, dude. I'm like, I'll come get you, dude. Like, I'm not going to let anybody freaking steal this thing. Just don't sit down next to me while I'm working out. Freaking stupid. It's awkward. But I'm trying to think if I've watched anything besides...
Well, at least,
go ahead. Sorry, dude.
At least you're not, you know, basic like I am. I'm finishing The Office for like the 15th time. So,
dude, that's fine. I love that shit, dude.
Or anything. So,
dude, you know how many times I've watched Friends and How I Met Your Mother? I go through those all the time.
Oh, yeah.
There's comfort shows. It's really nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you don't have to pay attention. Like, you can just, like, throw it on. You can do other stuff. You can get up if you need to. You don't have to, like, oh, let me pause this. Don't want to miss anything.
Yeah.
Or, like, stare at your phone for 2 seconds. Like, oh, dang, now I just missed the most major plot line in the world. You know what I mean? So, also watch that movie, The Killer, on Netflix. I don't know if I mentioned that yet. It was pretty good. Actually, I think I did mention it because the ending pissed me off. It was just not very, like, it was like kind of rewarding, but you were just like, okay, that's how we're going to end this movie. And luckily it wasn't the longest movie. I think it was still pushing over 2 hours, but I watched most of it on the plane. So that's where I won.
There you go.
Dude, I've been sleeping on the planes. That's what I'll close out with. I've been sleeping on the planes no matter what time the flight is. You know how I think I remember you told me this one time. You were saying as soon as the plane takes off, you're just like, boom, like a little, like a baby doll when you tilt it back and its eyes just go back.
Yeah.
That's me now, dude. I started, I think another reason was the girl next to me was sleeping and I was like, oh, dude, freaking, let's go. Freaking, now I'm tired. Everybody's sleeping on this plane. And I feel like I've been getting lucky, or maybe it's just a common practice now. Nobody gets the windows open anymore. It is fully windows closed, fully shaded in there. So, and I got my neck pillow keeping me kind of comfortable. I think I need to get a better one. The one from Walmart that I got, might have talked about this too before. It's like hurting the, I don't know what vertebrae this is, but that big fat vertebrae where like your meets your neck and your back.
Yeah, yeah.
Feels like if someone hit you there, you would die.
Proud of you for having hurting. A neck pillow.
Oh, dude. You got.
I gotta
have one.
I've never had one. Never had one. Never used one.
The flights to California forced me to. I had a red eye.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, dude, I've got to sleep. Got to sleep. And I bought one from the airport, which sucked because it was $30. But it was so worth it. I was able to sleep. Then I left it in a rental car whenever I was on a project with Mike, and I was so pissed. So finally, I went like a couple flights without it. But now we're back, baby. Neck pillow locked in. And I wear it around the full airport. I look like an idiot. But you know what? It's part of traveling all the time. You just do not care. I've become such an asshole in the airports. I'm the worst guy. I like just cut in front of people when they're like boarding group. I'm like, get out of my way. You're just moseying around. You're leaving gaps. I'm cutting in front of you.
Dude, I'll do it.
Yeah, yeah. This is actually what I will close out on. Flight a while back, it was back home flight, and it was the late one where I was leaving at like 10:45. They're starting that. We're about to start checking bags. And XNA, great TSA crew. I'm sure they're hard workers, but there's only like one crew. So it takes them an eternity to get the bags to the baggage claim. And the last thing I wanted to do was wait around for 30 minutes when I'm already landing at 11:30 to wait for my bag. Cut in front of these people, dude, with bags as well. They scan my ticket. I get through. They scan theirs. I'm like, we're going to have to check y'all's bags. I was like, let's go, dude. I was like, oh my gosh, thank God I made it. I was so excited. Because, I mean, I had already been kind of shit on from the standby. So.
Yeah. Oh, it was a nice day. Nothing irritates me more when I'm in an airport than people moseying around, not paying attention to what the fuck they're doing.
Right, like, right.
They're calling groups. Have your fucking ticket ready, whether it's on your phone or it's in your hand. Have it ready. Stop. Don't sit there in front of the stand or whatever in line going, oh, I can't find my pass.
Can't find my pass. That's what makes you the most mad.
You should have had that fucking thing pulled up as soon as you hopped in the line, bro. Don't be pulling this whole getting in line or waiting a couple, you know, not a couple minutes, but we're getting through the line, you know, and then it's your turn. I don't know where it's at. I don't know where it's at. Get the fuck out of the way, bro.
How did you think you were gonna get on the plane? They were just like, oh, we know you. We know you're on this flight. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on in.
Jerry, come on. Come on, Jerry.
Yeah, you're Jerry. Okay. Get up here, Jerry. Yeah. Come on, big guy. No, yeah, dude. Yeah. Some people just lose their mind. And you can tell when it's like someone's first time flying. And I try to be patient, but sometimes I'm just getting bitter.
Or walking. Slower than fuck in the middle of the airport. Just like in the middle too. Right? Just
my thing
you're walking in the middle of the fucking middle of everything and you're just
I hate when families walk four wide and their bags are like off to the side 400 meters and I'm just like, you guys are just a wall of people taking on this C terminal. Yeah. Why are you doing this to me? But all right, we're going to shut this thing down before we just start being rambling men. If you want to keep listening to us some more, switch on over to the new podcast, Lift City, where we will do a full-on 30 minutes talking about purely working out. So if you want to go check that out, please do. Also, if you want to just listen to more of this and you want us to go longer, just request it because we don't think we need to go for that long. So we're shutting these things down at an hour now. But thank you for listening as always, and we will see you in the next one. Peace.
Peace.